be talking about a thing that I'm looking up right now because I forget what it is. Waterbeds. Are waterbeds still a thing? And if so, are they still hilarious? First, rider mail. Today's rider mail comes from the 214 area code. This rider writes, "Razor more, if you fail, I don't believe it. I think there's more. I want to believe, and I was gonna hang out." Well, 214, if you wanna hang out, you should come to Tuesday Coworking. Because I'm there and you can work on stuff. If you're making, do you make video games, 214? If so, you could come make them at Tuesday Coworking. And if not, you could come hang out and work on not video games. And or you could just play video games, because we got those too. It's a cool time. There's a coffee shop nearby. If you get tired, you can go get caffeinated. We went to a place called Cronenberger. No, that would be way too good. Cronerberg, which was really expensive for burgers, but also pretty tasty. And I'm not going to do it again because I can't afford to go there all the time. But you could go there and get a pretty tasty burger. Cronenberger. I really want to call it Cronenberger because that would be amazing. Thanks, 214. And I believe we had another rider mail. Ah, yes, this one's from the 512 area code. This rider writes, "Call me later. I'll call you, 512. I'll call you a dummy for thinking thinking I'm someone you know, because you're not. You're just someone who called the wrong number and left a message saying, 'Call me.'" Was there any other? I think that's it. I think that covers the rider mail for this week. Okay, so waterbeds. Are waterbeds still hilarious? Dave's Garden. Growing daylilies in waterbeds. Watch reply. More tuberoses, amaryllis, and annuals in what I think he means annuals in waterbeds. I still have mine in water. Top 10 most hilarious codes in ICD-10. Nextech. Nextech counts down the top 10 most hilarious. I imagine most uses of this code probably involve accidents with bunk beds. However, it still would water. Water jokes. Water quality plus. Water jokes, water related jokes, and water humor. Water, water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water everywhere, any drop to drink. Rime of the Ancient Mariner, 1798, by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. A man goes to the doctor because he's been feeling ill for, very ill for days. The doctor gives him several sets of pills. The doctor instructs, "Take the green pill with two big glasses of water when you get up. An hour later, take the white pill with another glass of water. Take the blue pill with a big glass of water after lunch. Mid-afternoon, take the orange pill with plenty of water and repeat that at dinner. Then, just before going to bed, take the red pill with several big glasses of water." The man is alarmed at the huge volume of medicine he's been given to take. He nervously asks, "What's the diagnosis? What's wrong with me?" The doctor says dehydrated.
Okay.
I guess that's funny. Oh, this one's short and sweet. What did the sink say to the water faucet? You're a real drip. Did you hear the watermelon joke? It's pitful. Is that like, it's like pitfall, like the David Crane game? Old time candy. Candy you ate as a kid. Click here. I'm clicking. Oh, it's a double click link. Double click. They still exist. Actually, maybe they don't, because it's having a long, hard time loading this page. It's an arduous process. All right, back. A minister is stopped by a state trooper for speeding. The trooper smells alcohol on his breath and sees an empty wine bottle on the floor. The trooper asks, "Sir, have you been drinking?" And the minister says, "Just water." The trooper says, "Then why do I smell wine?" And the minister looks down at the bottle and says, "Good Lord, he's done it again." I think he's talking about Jesus. It's in the middle of water! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Glenn sends his son, Evan, to bed. 5 minutes later, Evan screams downstairs, "Dad, can you get me a glass of water?" Glenn says, "No, you had your chance." After a minute, Evan screams again, "Dad, can you get me a glass of water?" Glenn says, "No, I told you you had your chance, and you asked me more time. Up there and spank you." This joke is funny because of domestic violence and child abuse. After a short silence, the father hears, "Dad, when you come spank me, can you bring me a glass of water?" Okay. Mattress fun on Pinterest. Funny on Pinterest. Funny pictures. Hilarious and so funny. Cat composting. Site about a couple that grow their seedling in both water beds. Sound like they keep about an inch of water with fertilizer in the plastic lined pool at all times, and sit gallon pots filled with daily lilies in the pool. This information says they get about 40% of their seedlings to bloom in the first year this way. Maybe I will have to try. This is my driveway next year. Anyone tried something like this? Not about water beds. Cat composting gun broker message for water beds. This is a time point. German spray education. This is anyone still asleep on one? I almost bought one. Soft sided waveless, I love it. Being a child of the 70s, I've always had a waterbed and a bead curtain. And this guy has a signature picture, which is the photo of Jack Ruby shooting Lee Harvey Oswald, except Lee Harvey, because they photoshopped a microphone in, so Lee Harvey looks like he's singing the Jack Ruby guitar. Guess who's recoiling in horror is playing a little D50 synthesizer. Mine was hell on my back, got rid of it. I sleep on a water mattress bed. The mattress sits on box springs, and then put tubes of water, more water for a stiffer feel. In the mattress, a small cousin goes over them, then zips into one package. We like getting looks like we've broken a few tunes. Winky face. Mine was my enemy and I destroyed it. My wife had one when we got married 20 years ago. We are still sleeping on it. She would give me up before she would that last in bed. I have had to rebuild it a couple of times. I think we are on our fifth bladder. As Mr. Nunn said, it was great for other things besides sleeping. And well, that is ellipsis. Every dang time I got home late and drunk, threw myself in the bed, she was up with a bang and cursing at me. The impossible, and this person's signature says, the impossible only take a little more time. And then there's like some elvish or something. If those pop, you wake up thinking, your pants. I've heard those stories. Hilarious. The only good thing about the waterbed we junked out 12 years ago, it belonged to my wife when I met her, was it was warm to crawl into at night. And this person's signature says, 81st FN BNWWII, thanks Dad, USA all the way. Don't tread on me. Gadsden's by Werewolf. So, these are posts from 2007 and people are still using waterbeds, so I guess waterbeds are still a thing. But that's not answering my question about whether waterbeds are hilarious.
West Open Station, this is a Dublin Plugs.
25 hilarious examples of little kid logic. Mommy Shorts. MommyShorts.com. Harlow on birth. Mom, your new baby cousin was born. Mom, yes. Harlow, did she cry? Mom, yes. Harlow, because she didn't like the cake? Aww. Landon on his future. Mom, what do you want to be when you grow up? Landon. I still want to be, I like this kid. I still want to be Landon. Jack, I'm saving up to buy a dog. Mom, it's not just about having money. Right now, Mom and Dad have told you you may not have a dog. Belle, but when Mom and Dad get old and die, then we can get a dog. Of issues faced 2014 Sochi Winter Olympic athletes. Nothing about waterbeds. Alright. I need to remove this. Here's my problem. I need to remove the space between water and beds, I think. Here we go. Now getting results about waterbeds. Dumb laws in Arizona. Crazy Arizona laws. We have weird laws. Hunting camels is prohibited. Any misdemeanor committed while wearing a red mask is considered a felony. There is possible 25 years in prison for cutting down a cactus. Donkeys cannot sleep in bathtubs. A Class 2 misdemeanor occurs if one places a mark upon a flag, which is likely to provoke physical retaliation. It is illegal to manufacture imitation cocaine. It is unlawful to refuse a person a glass of water. You may not have more than two dildos in a house. Alright, where's the waterbeds? Where's my waterbed content? I don't see any laws. Oh, in Tucson, Arizona, women may not wear pants. mattress or flotation mattress is a bed or mattress filled with water. Water beds intended for medical therapies appear in various reports, though, through water bed outlet. 15 reasons why water beds are for suckers. Water beds are still groovy, man, especially if you're a ellipsis. Waterbed mattress reviews and sleep like the dead. Why did waterbeds go out of style? There was a time when waterbeds were considered sexy, and we're revisiting it. Okay, I want to know about this. If you're of a certain age, you probably remember waterbeds. Perhaps your parents owned one when you were a kid, and you have vague, nausea-inducing memories of being lulled to sleep on a huge mattress full of water. Or maybe you owned a waterbed yourself because, well, at the time, you thought it was the coolest thing around. Whatever the reason, waterbeds were definitely the thing to have in the 70s and 80s. So we decided to revisit this beloved relict, for a better understanding of why so many of us wanted them. News for you. Oh, okay, I didn't click continue reading. But I'll read news for you anyway because it started. 37 best friend tattoos so brilliant you might just get one. 30 brides who will make you rethink that whole white dress thing. The biggest drug to reverse or prevent heart disease isn't a medication. 56 exclusive photos of the 2016 Met Gala that you won't see anywhere else. This summer, flights will be the cheapest they've been in 7 years. Claire Danes Met... Okay, good enough. I don't know why I'm doing this to myself. The waterbed was invented in 1968 as a thesis project. The waterbed for his master's thesis project while he was in design school at San Francisco State University. And even though the waterbed's popularity has declined, Hall told SF State magazine that he still only sleeps on waterbeds. In each house I have a waterbed, he said. And you know what? I wouldn't sleep on anything else. They're the most comfortable bed around. By the 1980s, it had become the sexiest thing to sleep on. In a 1986 New York Times article, a waterbed is described as filled with up to 250 gallons of water and who knows how many tons of sexual promise. The Times also cites an advertisement from 1970 that read, two things are better on a waterbed. One of them is sleeping. Of course, Hugh Hefner reportedly had one or two waterbeds. Paul eventually set up a studio where he handcrafted waterbeds for clients. He said he made one for Hefner that was upholstered in green velvet. Time reported in 1971 article that Playboy tycoon Hugh Hefner has one king-sized, of course, covered with Tasmanian opossum. Filling them up was quite a process, and they were really heavy. The Time article describes how waterbeds would arrive empty and that owners were responsible for filling them up. Manufacturers advised filling them using an outdoor hose or bathroom faucet and gave some important advice. Wise owners will also pour a healthy slug of Clorox to ward off the formation of algae. But get this, a full king-size waterbed reportedly weighed 1,600 pounds. Waterbeds were so cumbersome that some women who married men with waterbeds often joke about how they married both the man and the bed. Celeste Bobbles, B-O-B-O-L-T-Z, Bobbles, the 53-year-old mother of a HuffPost editor, says, I married into mine. I think my ex-husband would say he got it because it was a novelty. We were living in California at the time, and they were popular there in the 80s. There were horror stories about getting the mattress filled, too. A parent of another HuffPost editor recalled the time his cat punctured holes throughout the entire bed. It took a whole day to fill it up, says Bill Jock. And then the cat promptly walked over it, and her claws left a sprinkling trail of many geysers. So I spent another whole day emptying the water and applying patches. Ah, trusty patches. They were banned on some college campuses in the 1970s, and still are at some. Makes sense. Can you imagine moving into your freshman dorm only to find the space flooded with water from a setup gone wrong? Water waterbed popularity soared in the late 70s and into the 80s, but quickly declined by the 90s. The LA Times reported in a 1989 article that waterbeds were a $2 billion a year industry, but by the 90s, their popularity quickly declined. In 2013, waterbeds held less than 5% of the mattress industry, but they are still on sale today. That's right. Waterbeds may not be a thing anymore, but they are still for sale. Amazon sells the InnoMax Genesis 400 Gentle Wave King Waterbed Mattress for only $101.74. It boasts wave reduction and a weightless feel. Oh, and you also get a 20-year warranty. I wonder if that warranty includes water damage. Alright. That's enough for you. I'm going to keep reading about waterbeds, but you don't get to hear any. Good night.